The new film El Cantante tells the story of Hector Lavoe, the most celebrated salsa singer of his generation. He came to New York from Puerto Rico when he was 17, and 4 years later, in 1967, began singing with Willie Colon's orchestra and immediately scored hits. But Lavoe was constantly troubled. He was tormented by heroin addiction, the death of his son, and bouts of depression. A suicide attempt in 1988 all but ended his career, and he died a pauper in 1993. Music critic Milo Miles has these thoughts on the man, the music, and the movie.
Tiene su final. Nada dura para siempre. Tenemos que recordar que no existe eternidad. Como el lindo clavel.
If you have to ask whether you should see El Cantante, you probably shouldn't. For those not already committed to the music or the stars of the film, it's a very unsurprising rehash of the cliché, brilliant musician destroyed by stupid drug tricks. And it's careless. The flavors of the 60s, 70s, and 80s are glossed over. Most of the characters are stick figures. People appear 20 years earlier or later and look the same age. El Cantante does accomplish the basic requirement. The music hits hard and vibrant, conveying the reeling excitement of the good times for Fania Records and Salsa. A lot of the credit goes to Mark Anthony as Hector Lavoe. He's at least as strong a vocalist as Lavoe was, and of course excels as a dynamic stage performer. It's his night job, after all. And he channels Lavoe, doing an admirable recreation of the venerated singer's Latin soul style. You have to be a huge fan of Anthony's real-life and in-the-movie wife, Jennifer Lopez, to fully enjoy the tale, however. It seems like she's on screen every 10 seconds, and who's going to tell a producer to limit her role? You get the impression that Lavoe's wife, Nilda Rosado, known as Pucci, was as important and famous as he was. But until El Cantante, I'd barely heard of her. Here Lavoe sings about his many sorrows. If you avoid the film, try to pick up on its buzz about salsa, which mixed Cuba and Puerto Rico, rock and soul, boogaloo and Latin pride. From the late 60s until the middle 80s, Fania Records was the Motown of salsa, and Lavoe, singing with trombonist and bandleader Willie Colon, was as key to the image and success of their record label as Smokey Robinson and Marvin Gaye were to theirs. For Colon, the bad boy persona was more or less an act. For Lavoe, sadly, it was not. You sense from both El Cantante and his semi-autobiographical songs that keeping his life a roller coaster of terror, tragedy, and exaltation was good for the material. Here is Mark Anthony's version of the tormented title song.
Yo soy el cantante que hoy han venido a escuchar. Buenas
The best tribute to Hector Lavoe is to get more familiar with the music of the players featured in El Cantante. Lavoe has a superb double-disc best-of called Lavoe's. Mark Anthony's greatest hits package is called From the Beginning. Those who want only a single-disc overview of Lavoe can try the well-chosen El Cantante, the originals. And salsa fans in general may want to do a compare and contrast with that album and the Mark Anthony El Cantante soundtrack. But why does the soundtrack end with a previously unreleased J-Lo song?
Music critic Milo Miles lives in Boston.